I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today. Ohioans took to the streets this past weekend to protest actions by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, also known as ICE. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports.
Protesters lined the sidewalk in front of the Ohio State House Saturday, carrying signs decrying actions by ICE being taken in Columbus and elsewhere in the United States. Many carried signs demanding justice for Renee Nicole Good, the woman who was killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis last week. During the last month, ICE has been conducting an operation in Columbus. Agents have nabbed some people in those efforts, but the number of people apprehended at this point is unclear. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A panel intended to hold hearings on violations of elections and campaign laws in Ohio met for its first session last Friday. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports that the Ohio Election Integrity Commission includes four members appointed by legislative leaders and a chair picked by Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose.
The commission will hear appeals of cases investigated by the Secretary of State's Election Integrity Unit and decided by the Secretary of State, said Republican former Supreme Court Justice Terrence O'Donnell, the panel's interim chair.
Our mission here is to adjudicate claims regarding the election laws and campaign finance laws.
That includes non-citizen voting, falsifying signatures, and ballot harvesting. The panel's administrator is James Wernicke, a criminal investigator who works for the Election Integrity Unit, created last year by Republican lawmakers who admit that voter fraud is very rare. The Ohio Elections Integrity Commission is also part of the Secretary of State's office and replaces the independent Ohio Elections Commission, which lawmakers disbanded in the budget as being too slow and weak. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
RSV is a leading cause of hospitalization for infants during the winter season in the Miami Valley. WYSO's Lee Wade looks at how new treatments are changing that.
Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a common winter illness that often looks like a cold. But for babies, it can quickly become serious and lead to hospitalization. This RSV season, doctors have a new way to protect infants, and public health officials say it's already making a difference. Dr. Becky Thomas is the medical director of public health, Dayton and Montgomery County. She says the new shot for babies works differently from a traditional vaccine.
These are a little bit different than the vaccine because they're actually the antibody itself. So they're not teaching the baby's body how to make antibodies to fight the virus. They are the antibody that provides the baby protection for about 5 months, which is the length of the typical season of RSV.
Dr. Thomas says these antibody shots are having a real impact. Studies show they've reduced RSV-related hospitalizations by about 80%. Adults also face risk from RSV, especially seniors and people with underlying conditions. Vaccines are now recommended for adults 75 and older, and for some younger adults with higher health risks. She encourages parents to talk with their child's doctor early, especially if their child will be born during RSV season. For more details, visit WYSO.org. For WYSO, I'm Lee Wade.
The move of at least $1.7 billion in unclaimed money held by the state to a fund for sports facilities is still halted by a Franklin County judge's order while the case goes on in federal and county court. $600 million of that money would be used to build the Cleveland Browns' new domed stadium in Brook Park. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Franklin County Magistrate Jennifer Hunt ordered a temporary stop of the transfer until she rules on the case. Democratic former Attorney General Mark Dan filed the lawsuit, saying the Ohio Constitution bans this use of unclaimed funds. He says the state's defense of its argument that it is constitutional has been aggressive, and if the court rules against him, he plans to be too.
We're going to appeal it to the 10th District and then to the Ohio Supreme Court. So my expectation is that whatever the outcome, this case will continue on appeal probably for several years.
Dan's lawsuit arguing the use of unclaimed funds violates the U.S. Constitution also goes on, with a federal judge declining to block the transfer, but also rejecting the state's request that he dismiss the case. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Look for partly sunny skies today. Breezy conditions with a high temperature in the lower 40s. Lows tonight near 30 degrees. We'll see temperatures near 50 on Tuesday. Rain chances Tuesday night into Wednesday, getting colder and then changing over to snow Wednesday night. And that was WISO Today. I'm Mike Fraser.